Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Online Radio Network, restoring vitality to you and to the planet, starring the founder of the Life Enthusiast Co-op, Martin Fotella. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton. Hey, Martin, how are you doing today?
Doing great. Doing really well.
Wonderful.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm doing wonderful, too.
Okay.
But I was thinking that's wonderful, you're doing great, not I wasn't answering my own question. I was commenting on your answer.
Oh, well, whatever. I don't suppose our listeners really care one iota whether you and I are doing fine or not. But it's kind of nice to track. It's nice to track that doing what we preach actually has its benefits.
That's right. Absolutely.
I really must say I feel healthier today than I was 10 years ago, and especially 20 and 30 years ago.
Yeah, definitely. 20 years ago, I was a lot wider and totally stressed out and all that sort of stuff. And one of the things we're going to be talking about today has to do with the quality of our blood. And one of the reasons why this is an important topic for me is my father, who is just over 80, has leukemia. And they call it a cancer, and I was saying, well, okay, you know, when most people, when they have cancer, there's a tumor, there's, like, it's there, whatever, and where is it in your body? And he says, well...
Everywhere.
Everywhere or nowhere, depending on how you want to look at it. He says, all they really know is that the bone marrow, which produces the white and red blood corpuscles, isn't working properly. So the quality of my blood, according to my dad, is very, very poor, and of course... That's one of the things they're trying to control is the right number of white and red corpuscles and platelets. And he's like, it's amazing listening to him because he. I said to him, I says, you probably know more about blood than you ever hoped that you would know because he was just rattling this stuff off.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I think, in terms of my mission with our show, is to educate people on the possibilities because we have grown up with, white flour, white sugar, white salt, soda pops, everything else being this is normal stuff to consume. And, of course, we have all this cancer. We have all these things happening that are growing at rates that were way, that you cannot say, well, the human species has genetically changed in the last 50 years to the point where we have all these problems. It has to be environmental. And I think the ultimate environment that we need to be concerned about is the environment of our blood. And what can we do to make sure that our blood is vibrant and healthy, because that supplies our body with the oxygen and the nutrients that it needs to work properly.
You got it. So two points about cancers. There are two kinds of cancers. The solid organ destruction, which would be like the breast cancer or prostate cancer or lung cancer or colon cancer. And the other type is the non-specific, the systemic, such as lymphoma, which is cancer in the lymphatic system, or leukemia, which is in the blood. I think there might be a few other types of or nameable specific cancers, but they are essentially throughout the body. They're systemic, but they're not specific to one location.
Right.
And so, of course, the transportation systems, like the lymphatic lymph, if you have cancer in it, you have lymphoma. If you have cancer in the blood, you have trouble with the blood, and it's the leukemia. And it's interesting that the metabolic types, depending on which of the two types you are, remember we discussed which groups you should be eating, either the high-fat, high-protein diet or the low-fat, low-protein diet. And if you're one type, then you're more likely to get the cancer that's the solid big pits, big cells and organs. And that cancer is more easily healed or more typically healed with the raw vegan low-fat carrot juice type of activities, whereas this other one is more typically, but again, this is not a golden rule, is more typically dealt with by the high protein, high fat diet. Or at least is more typical for people who need that. That's perhaps how I should say it.
Right.
You should be always checking for the biological individuality. What will bring this person to normal? Perhaps I should be saying that the one cancer, the ones with the solid bits, is more likely to be caused by acidity in the terrain. It's possible that the other cancers are caused by excessive alkalinity in the terrain. But I don't know this for a fact. This could be just a silly speculation on my part.
But regardless, what we want to do is we want to make sure that our pH balance in our body is where it should be for our optimum health.
That is definitely so. So going back to the nutritional side, we need to understand whether we are supposed to be eating more on the fat and protein side or more on the fruit and complex carbohydrate side. In either case, we should understand that the white foods, the white sugar, white flour, refined fats, refined vegetable oils, did I say sugar, coffee, and the likes, all of those are bad for everyone, regardless of their metabolic type.
Right, and regardless of your metabolic type, there are certain things that we should be putting into our body that, for whatever reason, we don't normally have a lot of access to.
Correct. If you think about the developmental issues of the species, not just individual people, but the species, it's presumed that most life started in the ocean. And there are many hints. The blood and the lymph, which are the two main transportation systems in the human body, both resemble the seawater. It's generally about the pH of the seawater. It's generally using all the minerals that are present in the seawater in almost the same ratios as they were at some point in the ocean. So we need to have this sodium-potassium balance, and the sodium-potassium pump is the mechanism which moves nutrients and toxins in and out of cells. And then the calcium-magnesium balance, which controls the autonomic nervous system, one activating the shortening or squeezing or the firing up of the cellular activity, and the other one being the relaxing, slowing down, lengthening of the same physiological issues. So it's all about minerals, and it's all about natural minerals, and it's all about pure, natural, as opposed to toxic, pharmaceutical-derived products.
Right. Cool. So one way of looking at the blood is kind of like, because you're just talking about us all coming out of the ocean, our blood is kind of like the internal ocean that we've got.
Yes.
And so like the ocean, if you've got the tides coming in and going out, it washes the because I've been to an ocean where like you look and the shore is just cluttered up and it's kind of gungy and because there's not a lot of movement going on, right? And we talked a lot about balancing on the rebounders and everything else to get our to get movement of the fluids in our body. But the other side of it is when the ocean comes in and the tides come in and go out, there's a cleansing that goes on. It's bringing in new nutrients and taking away old ones, I guess is one way of putting it. So there should be some way with which we can do a similar sort of thing in our bodies where we're making sure we're getting those minerals and trace minerals and stuff that we need to make sure we've got healthy blood.
Right. Exceedingly well put.
Well, thank you.
Hence comes this preamble to what we really want to say, and that's this. We have added another product line to the Life Enthusiast offering. This has actually been around for on our website for about 6 months, on the planet since 1897, which in medical history, that seems ancient. It's the plasma by original Quinton, or you might pronounce it Quinton, It's a French name. René Quinton lived until 1925. He introduced the product in 1897. And it was used, actually, during the First World War, too, in emergencies as a replacement to blood plasma, because a lot of injuries were happening then and not enough blood available for transfusion. So when, let me say it this way, when a person loses a lot of blood volume, part of the problem is the drop in blood pressure that's causing dramatic amount of stress and trauma to the body. So you need to restore the volume pretty quickly. And if you don't have blood to do it, you could actually use seawater to do it.
Wow.
Quinton found that his product, which is collected at a special time of the year at a special location where the plankton is blooming just so, his product is readily acceptable and adaptable by the human body. So you can actually put it into the drip and just give it to the body straight, and you'll save a person that would otherwise die of a shock, even if you don't have the blood that you could transfuse them with.
Wow. So we're not suggesting that you use a drip to bring the Quinton into your body here.
No, that would be only done by medical professionals. And, you know, certainly we don't want to practice medicine or even pretend to. Doctors that work with trauma patients, especially if it turns out that there is a major disaster and they run out of blood that they could use for transfusions, they would probably go with the Quinton plasma readily. It would be a good backup to have in every hospital. I don't know if they stock this, but they certainly could.
Cool. So where does the Quinton, it's called Original Quinton Hypertonic. Where does it come from?
Well, I need to read it. I cannot possibly say it in any other way. Under specific life incubating conditions, enormous vortex plankton blooms form, okay, this is probably need to say it differently. Enormous vortex plankton blooms form in the open ocean. The vortex movement stirs up nutrients from the bottom of the ocean floor that in turn feeds the plankton and the sea life that they support. In this unique ocean oasis, high concentrations of microscopic sea life act as virtual factories that turn out the soup of life. For example, vortex plankton blooms produce more vegetation than all the vegetation on land. In turn, these plankton blooms are consumed by trillions of zooplankton that secrete a viscous living fluid of marine nutrients. In 1897, René Quinton discovered that this marine plasma had the ability to restore the quality of our internal fluids. Quinton's fluid replenishes the 82 minerals your body needs and feeds the healthy bacteria and enzymes that are found within our internal ocean with the marine cofactors.
Wow.
Somebody really spent about a year trying to come up with these words. I mean, aren't those sentences just beautifully concise, precious, and clear?
No.
Not to you?
No.
Oh, dear.
But I liked the part of restoring your blood.
Right. So what you have there is a story that describes that nature on this very planet behaves in a way that's nearly mysterious. In the middle of the ocean, well, not maybe the middle, near the coastal areas, there will be this movement of life force where these teeny creatures, the plankton, will grow with such intensity that they will cause stirring and vortexing of the ocean water itself. I mean, if that's not miraculous, I don't know what is.
It's pretty amazing.
Anyway, so here we have this particular situation where this zooplankton is particularly rich and intense, and these people go out and harvest this bloom in the ocean water, and that is the life force. In our previous podcast, we were talking about Ormus. Ormus is washed from the volcanic soils into creeks, and from creeks into rivers, and from rivers into the seas. And the living creatures in the ocean are seeking this Ormus as it's coming into the ocean. So spring thaws and melts that wash these things down into the ocean will be the timing at which these blooms of zooplankton will take place. And these are also the times when the whales will arrive to feast on this.
Mm-hmm. So, that's actually just what I was thinking as you were talking. I thought, I've heard of, you know, the whales coming to certain places and just, you know, they just swallow the plankton, put it right through, right?
They filter it, yeah. They have these, like the baleen filtration device that they have. They swallow thousands of gallons of water at a time and allow the water to spill out while filtering all these microscopic organisms to retain them for nutrients, for nutrition. So that's what these people working for the Kintan put into these vials, into these small bottles of Kintan. There are two products. In the professional version of it, they're called hypertonic and isotonic. In the commercial version, they're called quintessential optimum mineralization and quintessential bioterrain restore. One's called the 3.3 and the other one's called 0.9 or 0.09.
So are these all available at the Life Enthusiast Co-op website?
I currently have the hypertonic, and I will be adding these two in this week. So by the time people are listening to it, they will be available.
Okay.
Under brands at the original Kintan. Under products, I'm trying to decide what this should be. I'm having a bit of a hard time deciding under what category this could possibly be. I guess multi-minerals, I don't know what else.
Yeah, you got me there too.
Anyway, it will be on the website. If all you want is just type the word Kintan in the search box, Quinton.
So the original Kintan, the hypertonic, is 6 10-milliliter vials?
Right. So the original packaging is in glass. They actually need to be broken. Well, you snap off the top.
And then you would just
drink it.
Drink it straight.
Or you can put it in water.
So you'd have like one a day, or
one or two or three. The pricing is $13 for a box of 10, so it's $1.30 for each one of these vials, right? Have I got you stumped there?
Well, I think you need to check your website.
Okay. Oh, that's good. That's good. Check your website. What the heck are you saying, Martin?
It looks like a hypertonic 1 6x10 milliliters, $20.
Okay, so I said it wrong. It's a 6-pack for $20. There's the new packaging coming through, and it will be sold at a different price. Sorry, people. Whatever you'll find on the website will be the current pricing.
Right. So you can get the hypertonic, and it'll be there. It's still in vials, and you would take one to three a day?
That's right.
Okay. Because I just want... See, one of the things that I find really fascinating is all this wealth of information you have, Martin, and you know how, you know, to best use the products and when to have them, and I'm totally ignorant of that. I'm thinking, okay, like, should I you know, how much should I have at first? I mean, particularly like last time when we were talking about the Alm Haven, you know, it's like, do you take one drop, or do you take, you know, the whole thing, or what do you do? And I think I'm probably not alone in that, thinking, okay, if I get this, what do I do with it, right? Because what I've noticed is when I have something new, if I don't do it right away, then it just sits and sits and sits forever and never gets done. And so it's really important when I get it to be clear, okay, I'm going to take, you know, one vial a day for the first week, and then I'll, you know, maybe move up to two or three, or maybe I should just take three right away and go forward. So it's important to be clear on that for me, so that I'm getting the most out of it.
This is a tough one, you know. All manufacturers will say, take one a day or follow the instructions of your health advisor. Of course, most of our customers are self-advising. They are probably not working with any specific health practitioner because they are wanting to get the best on their own, perhaps even despite the health practitioner that is advising them. However, the way the licensing and whatnot and medicine works in America, I'm obliged to tell you that I cannot give you direct medical advice. I can only tell you to follow the advice of a licensed medical practitioner. Personally, here's what I do. I actually have learned a simple truth technique. I use muscle strength. I use muscle testing to figure out what is or isn't right for me. And I think we're going to teach that in our upcoming seminars, how to learn to know the truth, how you can stop relying on others and instead start relying on your internal knowing of things.
Anyway, that would be great.
I use the strength of the connection between my thumb and my pinky. The two fingers. I form a ring between the two of them, and then I hook my other hand through that. I guess it's a two-handed thing. I hope that everyone has two hands that's listening anyway. But you can do it other ways. I form the loop, and I hold it together, and I test the strength of the loop. When I say something that's truthful, it will stay strong. When I say something that's false, it will weaken. There is a difference. You can say today is Tuesday, and if it is Tuesday, it should stay strong. If it's Wednesday or any other day of the week, it should be easier to break. This is the same technique that Farrell Brenner was discussing in our earlier seminars that he uses for testing people whether they are able to say a particular statement and be it's true.
Right.
So, right. Same story. Learn one of those kinesiology techniques. It's universal and it's easy.
So I would just kind of hold on to it, and then I'd say take one vial a day, take two vial a day, take three until it gets weak, and then I'd say, okay, that's...
Right. I would start with, it is right for me to take this product today. It is right for me to take more than two of these vials today. You will soon learn to formulate things as a statement as opposed to a question. You don't ask a question. You make a statement. The statement's either true or false.
Right. That's how that works.
Right. So a statement is, my name is Martin. If it truly is, then it will stay true. Or, you know, my gender is male. I better be sure of that.
Right.
But statements that are true, you should stay strong. Statements that are false, you should go weak. And test it a number of times on a whole bunch of statements. You know, you make a statement, I'm looking out my window, while you're looking at the floor, that statement is false. It should give you the reaction that your body gives when the statement that you just made is false. Anyway, so the Quintessential is a fantastic product. It's very, very good at helping restore your body's mineral balances. We were discussing a topic of zeta potential some time ago. Zeta potential is the measure of how much voltage your internal electrolyte is able to produce in your cells. So when your electrolyte is strong, your expression of life is strong as well. A healthy cell will have somewhere around negative 50 millivolt potential. Cancerous cell will lose its potential all the way down to about 15 millivolt. Anything below 10 millivolts is essentially unable to sustain integrity, unable to sustain life. That person will just stop functioning as an integrous living human being. There we go, right?
There we go, yeah. So this is a great way to
increase your internal mineralization with a product that is completely 100% matched to what all living creatures on this planet should have. I mean, it doesn't get better than that. This is the source of life at its best.
Well, that sounds like a good place to end today's show, Martin. I love that quote.
Indeed. I don't think I could improve on nature, and this is about as close as you get to that. So, folks, you can find this on www.life-enthusiast.com. The brands are Original Kintan, Quinton. If you're having a hard time figuring this out, give us a call at 1-866-543-3388. We'll help you. Thank you very much for listening. This is Martin and Scott restoring vitality to you and to the planet.